Nolte, Anthony Fauci undermines FDA to boost vaccination rates. By John Nolte on July 13, 2021. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the chief medical advisor to his fraudulency Joe Biden, is running around dismissing the fact the Food and Drug Administration, FDA, hasn't approved the China virus vaccines as a technicality. Wait, what? No, he actually said that during a weekend appearance on ABC's far-left Sunday show this week. While Fauci said it is understandable that some may want the FDA's full approval before getting the shot, he dismissed it as nothing more than a technical issue. It's the FDA dotting the I's and crossing the T's, he said during an appearance on ABC's this week. But there's no doubt in my mind that these vaccines are going to get full approval because of the extraordinary amount of positive data. What this is all about is the federal government's ongoing push to get everyone vaccinated. But in doing so, and not just concerning the FDA, which I'll get to below, the Biden administration is only making things worse. Much worse. This is the government's new four-point plan to increase immunization rates. Get the FDA to approve the vaccine officially. Send government emissaries door-to-door to have a little talk with the unvaccinated. Push for schools and businesses to mandate vaccinations. Fact-check our text messages, which is spying. How pathetic, desperate, and fascist is this? Especially when Biden and Harris have done more than anyone to undermine confidence in the vaccine. During the campaign, both said they didn't trust Trump to deliver a safe vaccine. Worse still, months after both were vaccinated with the ahem Trump vaccine, they continued to wear masks that said, this vaccine might not work as advertised. Idiots. Anyway, items 2 through 4 on the above list will do nothing substantial to increase vaccination rates. Instead, they will only create more resentment and distrust of government and our institutions, which is a good thing. But it's the first item on that list that's truly concerning. In their flailing desperation, the White House's face of the pandemic, Fauci, is out trashing and undermining the FDA, one of the few institutions Americans still trust. A technicality, Tony? Really? A technicality? Well, if that's the case, if only a technicality is holding up full FDA approval of the coronavirus vaccine, that leads to a lot of concerning questions, like, what other potential life-saving vaccines and drugs are being held up due to an FDA technicality? How many people are dying because the FDA is refusing, over a mere technicality, to release something that could save their lives? Really, Tony, is that the message you want to send? That the FDA is so monstrously corrupt and or bureaucratic a mere technicality stops lives from being saved? Or is there another possibility? Perhaps the FDA is not holding up the China flu vaccine approval over a technicality. Perhaps the FDA is doing important due diligence. Perhaps. Dr. Fauci is lying to us, again, to convince us to get vaccinated. Dr. Anthony Fauci is not only a liar. He's a confessed liar. A man not only comfortable lying to the public for the greater good, but a man comfortable with admitting he lies. So maybe the FDA is not some monstrous bureaucracy willing to see people die over a technicality. Maybe Fauci is once again proving he's a godforsaken liar if it will further his cause to get people to do what he wants, to comply. The worst thing about all this is that if and when the FDA does approve these China flu vaccines, thanks to Fauci, everyone's going to believe it was for political reasons, which will do nothing to increase trust in the vaccine and boost vaccination rates. In fact, it will likely undermine trust further as people wonder why the vaccine couldn't get approved through normal means. The damage Fauci is doing and done is incalculable. What a terrible little man he is. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.